This is Rob Long with Martini Shot on KCRW. It's considered rude, they say, to check your phone when you're with someone. You're supposed to put it away or on mute or just pretend it isn't there. Or the lame half measure that I do, which is to put the phone on the table face down, as if to say, let me show you how important this conversation is to me. You see this phone? I just turned it face down. But you can feel it vibrating through the table, of course, but so can they, and they'll probably think that it's their phone. I mean, we do spend an awful lot of time, I think, hearing a phone noise or feeling a phone buzz and saying the words, was that you or me? And so if we're really being honest, despite understanding the reasons why checking your phone is rude, we desperately want the other person to check their phone because that means that we can check our phone too. And if they do it first, it isn't rude when we do it. We're just doing it because, well, hey, if you're going to check your phone, I'm going to check mine. And that's just an extension of, if you're going to go to the bathroom, I'm going to check my phone. Or, if I'm going to the bathroom, I'm going to bring my phone. Or, if you come back from the bathroom and I'm still checking my phone, you can check your phone. You see how this works? We want to check our phones. That may be rude or a sign of the decline of the human social contract or a metaphor for something terrible, whatever. We want to check our phones, so we look for a little break, a little cue that it's okay to do just for a moment. And that's what the holidays are, in the large sense, to people in the entertainment business. The day before Thanksgiving is generally considered a holiday. But if possible, most people will consider the Tuesday before it also kind of optional, work-wise, if they can. Meaning, if someone else in their immediate orbit, usually somebody a little bit more important, does too, which is sort of like the vacation day version of checking a phone first. I mean, if she's not going to be here on Tuesday, maybe we should all just take Tuesday as a travel day or whatever and designate Monday as the last day of work before Thanksgiving. Although, what are we really going to do on Monday? I mean, it seems silly to come all the way in just for one day. So why don't we say Monday is optional too? Which means, you know, I'm going to leave early on the Friday before because, you know, the holidays and everything, and she's not going to be here on that following Wednesday, so it doesn't make any sense to come in that whole week. And that's how we end up with people checking their phones all the time and the entire entertainment business shutting down, going into sleep mode, about a week before it really has to. Like, this year, Christmas is on a Sunday, which is really bad planning, phone check break analogy-wise, because the truth is, the 23rd is a Friday and is a very useful workday. But no one's going to work on the 23rd, right? So let's all just say the 21st is the last day you can expect someone to return a phone call. Unless, you know, there's an imperceptible movement in town to just face facts and call the whole week a loss, which means from Monday the 19th on, the town is going to shut down. Which means I'm going to leave early on that Friday before the 16th, because really the town shuts down on the 23rd, so why bother coming in on the 21st? See how that works? So go ahead. Check your phone. I want to check mine too. And that's it for this week. Next week, we party. For KCRW, this is Rob Long.